welcome back to my podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure that you subscribe, hit that bell button, thumbs up this video, comment, and share with all your family and friends. Welcome back to another episode of Becoming a Model. And again, I'm your host, Binky Lou. So today's topic, we'll be digging into model attire. What is the proper form of model attire? What should you be wearing when you go out to these photo shoot sets, these runway shows? How do you prepare yourself so that you look like a professional model when you stand out from everybody else, right? So, first things first, wearing the proper clothing. You want to go ahead and you want to wear clothes that basically show your shape and nothing too loose. You want to have something that's pretty form-fitting. That way we can be able to see your actual waist, hips, and bust size if you're a lady. And we want to be able to actually see your hip and waist size for males. We also want to be able to see how fit you are through your actual tops. So making sure that your clothes are form-fitting basically shows us your proper and accurate size, especially when you're going ahead and you're auditioning for any runway shows, or if you're sending and submitting yourself for any photo shoots. So always, always try to keep that in mind. Typical clothing to wear, besides it being form-fitting, is to usually wear like a white top and blue denim jeans. Either they'd be light colored or they'd be dark colored. It really doesn't matter necessarily, as long as they are blue jeans. You also end up having some moments where we require you to wear all black. So having form-fitting all black top and pants is always a good option. For our ladies, there is also moments where you can wear a leotard, a full-size one, one that's basically a full jumpsuit from head to toe. And that could be literally form-fitting all black. You can find those at like any sports or ballet kind of stores, gymnastics kind of stores, stuff like that. So always, always look into having a white top and make sure that your white top doesn't have a lot of graphic images on it, I should say. And it's plain white, and blue or dark blue jeans, and sometimes all black that is still form fitting, so we can be able to see your actual shape. Now, before we go ahead any further, let's take a few moments to hear from our sponsors. Hey, you guys! Today's sponsor is brought to you by Clean Skin Club. All right? And I'm talking about the clean towels today, okay? I have these clean towels. I love them. They're very great on my skin. I use them literally for everything. So you guys use them for everything. They are 100% biodegradable, ultra soft, and ensure the cleanest ending to your skincare routine. Each towel has a textured side and a smooth side. And yes, I use both. The clean towels are gentle on your skin, but are durable enough for any use, guaranteed not to tear or shed, and are just as strong when wet. And trust and believe you me, this is true. I use my clean skin towels literally for my facials, and I always wet them and nuke them so they can stay warm, and they are the best. I don't have to go ahead and use hand towels or face towels to clean off my clients and apply new products. So this is great. You guys get to have the chance of getting your own clean towels and any products from Clean Skin Club with my promo code WINKED to receive 20% off your total order at checkout. Again, you guys get to receive your own greatness when you use my promo code WINKED at checkout for 20% off your total order. Make sure that you visit cleanskinclub.com. That's cleanskinclub.com. Thanks, you guys, for listening in to our sponsors. Now let's get back into the show. So next, we will want you to go ahead and be prepared on your shoes. The one good thing about shoes is that you always want to make sure you have a black or nude shoe. For our ladies, you want to make sure your black or nude heels are at least 4 inches tall or higher. Again, we talked about this a couple episodes back. You can always toss a free range shoe in there where it could be any kind of color, but you always want to come prepared for auditions in a nude and or black heel shoe. Make sure they are not box heels. I know most times we'll end up going to auditions and we'll see people that have the chunky block heels on. Do not wear chunky block heels. We want to be able to make sure that you can be able to walk in heels as much as possible. So try to have a not stiletto thin, but if you can walk in stiletto thin, great. But nothing that's too bulky and blocky, because we do want to make sure that you can be able to walk in a heel. And for runway walking, you do have to be in heels. And sometimes when you're doing shows, you may get different kind of heels or be required to wear a different kind of heels versus the block heel that you worn when you auditioned. So make sure that you find a comfortable heel shoe that you actually are comfortably wearing that is 4 inches or higher in a color nude or black. For my males, we want to make sure that you're not wearing sneakers. But again, sometimes depending on the situation, you can get away with a sneaker shoe. As long as it doesn't look busted or ragged or, you know, drawn out, you can be able to get away with it. If it's a sneaker, black and or white is usually the color. If you're wearing a Chelsea boot, those also work really, really well, and they give off a very clean, masculine look for your actual attire. So I would always prefer telling you guys to wear Chelsea boots. You can wear any hard bottom shoe, but a sneaker, make sure that it's black and white, black or white, I'm sorry. And if it is a Chelsea boot, they do have nude color tones. That's when you want to stick to nude and or black tones when you're dealing with the actual hard bottom shoe, okay? Make sure that your hair is pulled back, ladies. If you guys have long hair, same as gentlemen, make sure that your hair is put in a low ponytail or a regular kind of high ponytail midpoint. That way we can be able to see your neckline into your body. And if you do have short hair, just make sure that it's properly groomed and ready to go and you have a very fresh face, because we want to see your natural skin complexion. We want to see your natural tone. We want to see your imperfections. That way we can tell what it is that we're going to do to you when you're actually being casted for the job. So that's all that I have for you guys today. This one was a pretty short video compared to the last episode. Make sure that you guys, again, subscribe to the YouTube channel, all right? Like, share, and comment this video and turn on your bell for the notifications every time when I release a new video and a new episode. Also, if you haven't done so already, follow me on Patreon. It's only $5 and I will be starting some nice little giveaways, putting up behind the scenes content, being able to further connect with you guys on a Q&A that's live. I'm having so many different kind of things that's about to be put into place. So if you guys want to join my Patreon for only $5, please click the link that's in the description below and join today. All the $5 that you guys donate will be helping me push and basically grow the brand. And I'm so excited to start actually growing this brand with you guys and bringing all these cool people on so you guys can be able to talk and chit chat with them as well. So I will see you guys for next week's episode. And yeah, bye.